Welcome to our podcast where we dive into the world of cybersecurity, exploring the threats, defenses, and the latest trends shaping this rapidly evolving digital landscape. In recent news from Group IB, a shocking revelation emerges as Ilya Sashkov, its co-founder and CEO, is sentenced to 14 years in prison in Russia on treason charges. This development has caused a stir in the tech and cybersecurity community as Sashkov is known for his significant contributions to the field. The details of the charges, alleging transmission of state secrets, have remained undisclosed. This secrecy, further affirmed by the closed-door trial, has augmented concerns about transparency and due process. Established in 2003, Group IB's reputation as one of Russia's leading cybersecurity firms places it at the vanguard in combating cyber threats and hacking incidents. Sashkov's arrest and subsequent imprisonment have led to uncertainty about the company's future and its role in the Russian cybersecurity sector. This situation underscores the intricate ties among governments, cybersecurity companies, and national security protection. It also fuels apprehension about possible restraint on the cybersecurity community, with professionals perhaps becoming reluctant to cooperate or exchange information due to potential similar consequences. The veracity of the charges against Sashkov remains uncertain, prompting speculation about political motivations behind the allegations. International organizations and human rights advocates have expressed apprehension over the case's concealment, urging for an independent examination. This developing story will continue to be monitored closely, and updates will be provided as they become available. The implications of Sashkov's conviction stretch beyond the individual to Group IB and Russia's broader cybersecurity sector. Stay tuned for further updates on this evolving story. In the latest Ivanti news, a significant development related to the security of government systems has emerged. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, has issued an urgent caution to federal agencies to strengthen their defenses against a flaw in Ivanti software, which was exploited in a cyber attack on Norway's government systems. The recent breach is a stark reminder of the crucial need for timely security updates to counter zero-day cyber attacks. A sophisticated, targeted attack on Norway's ministries showcased the inherent vulnerabilities in government systems, making it clear that these systems' fortification against potential threats is imperative. CISA has responded to the incident by adding the actively exploited vulnerabilities in Ivanti's Endpoint Manager and Endpoint Security to their known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, underlining the gravity of the situation. It also emphasizes the immediate need to address these vulnerabilities. The exploitation of Ivanti's Endpoint Manager and Endpoint Security zero-day vulnerability to breach Norway's government system serves as a wake-up call about the resilience of government institutions. It underscores the essential requirement for constant vigilance, regular security updates, and preventative measures to reduce the risk of future cyber attacks. That wraps up our update on Ivanti and the recent breach of Norway's government systems. Stay with us for more updates on the dynamic cybersecurity landscape. In recent SolarWinds updates, numerous vulnerabilities have been identified, potentially leading to arbitrary command execution. These vulnerabilities are particularly pertinent to the SolarWinds web console and the SolarWinds network configuration manager. One vulnerability within the SolarWinds platform allows for privilege escalation. This flaw could potentially grant unauthorized users with administrative privileges the ability to execute arbitrary commands if exploited successfully. This vulnerability is particularly concerning as it specifically affects users with administrative access. A separate issue pertains to the SolarWinds Network Configuration Manager. This directory traversal vulnerability can be leveraged by malicious actors who manage to gain access, allowing them to execute arbitrary commands. These vulnerabilities are distressing as they expose crucial systems to potential command execution by unauthorized individuals. Therefore, it is crucial for users, particularly those with administrative privileges on the SolarWinds platform, to remain vigilant and adopt necessary measures to lessen the associated risks. We recommend users maintain their software's currency and apply any patches or remedies provided by SolarWinds to address these vulnerabilities. In recent news from the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, the authority has adopted new regulations mandatory for public companies concerning the disclosure of cybersecurity incidents. Under these new cybersecurity incident disclosure rules, public companies are now required to report any instances of data breaches or hacking within 4 business days of discovery. The implementation of these rules is a strategic move by the SEC, aiming to enhance accountability, promote transparency, and provide current information to stakeholders and the wider public regarding cybersecurity events. The decision comes in the face of ever-growing cyber threats and the consequent effects they can pose on companies and their shareholders. These new regulations demonstrate the SEC's commitment to protecting investors' interests and ensuring market integrity. or requiring companies to relay information about data breaches and hacks within a set time frame, the SEC hopes to boost risk awareness and stimulate the implementation of effective mitigation strategies in the corporate setting. The timely reporting of cybersecurity incidents will enable investors to make informed decisions and foster trust and transparency in the overall business environment. To sum up, these newly adopted rules stress the importance of swift and clear communication in addressing the modern challenges of cybersecurity. This regulatory change further emphasizes the SEC's role in safeguarding market confidence and protecting investors. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode on cybersecurity, where we explore the evolving landscape of online threats and discuss strategies to protect yourself and your digital assets.